Hello, and thanks for joining Wicker Park Lutheran Church Sermons. Wicker Park Lutheran Church is a diverse ELCA Lutheran congregation in the Wicker Park neighborhood of Chicago. We gather at 10 a.m. to fully live into our incarnational faith as we experience God's presence in the gathered assembly, and we welcome you to join us. In just a moment, you'll first hear with a gospel reading from the associated sermon for the service that you're about to listen to. We hope that that gospel gives you some context before you jump right into the sermon. Thanks for checking us out, and we hope to see you soon.
Jesus prayed, "I have made your name known to those whom you gave me from the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know everything you have given me is from you. For the words that you have given to me, I have given to them, and they have received them and know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I am asking on their behalf. I am not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me, because they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one, as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them in your name that you have given me. I guarded them, and not a one of them was lost, except the one destined to be lost, so that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and I speak these things in the world, so that they may have my joy made complete in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, because they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. I am not asking you to take them out of the world, but I ask you to protect them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you have sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, so that they may also be sanctified in truth." The Gospel of the Lord. Now, I feel like I have to be upfront about this on my last day here at Wicker Park. I am not very good at goodbyes. I think of the summer after I was a hospital chaplain. Just for one summer, we had to go around and say nice things to the people that we had worked with. And I got maybe halfway through before I was sobbing. But, like, they weren't my friends. You know, we just worked together. I haven't spoken to any of them since then, but I was ugly crying. It was kind of weird. And yet, last year, when I left my internship site, I got maybe an hour down the road before I realized I hadn't said goodbye to my next-door neighbor. Like, I just packed up all my stuff and then left. Whoops. That's weird. But really, my biggest fault is a lingering goodbye. I'm that person when you host a party that you're like, I wish they would leave. Or I'm like, oh, the food was so good, I should probably take off. And you're like, I'm like, that reminds me, one last thing. This is so great. Talking on the phone with my family, we probably try to hang up on each other for about 20 minutes. I'll be like, that reminds me, before I go, one last thing. Before I forget, also, and then we both try to, like, say goodbye. If I had had a boyfriend in high school, I bet I would have been one of those, like, you hang up. No, you hang up. Lingering forever. So, in this gospel this morning, it seems like we are getting a part of a very, very lengthy goodbye from Jesus. This text is from just after the Last Supper, and dinner has been done for a while, and Jesus is still talking for 5 whole chapters. In fact, the text from last week and the week before were also from this really, really long goodbye. And so now Jesus is going to wrap it up with this final prayer. It's a little convoluted. There's a lot of themes we could take out of it. But for me, the part that I want to talk about is the world, cosmos, this world that Jesus talks about. as he is praying, he is clarifying the disciples' position with the world, their relationship, because they are from the world. Jesus has called them from their homes and from their families and from their vocations to follow him, and they are now together in this one place. They are hated by the world as they go out and proclaim to the powers and principalities that the reign of God is breaking in. And they do not belong to the world as they live differently, as they work for peace and justice throughout the world. And so here they are gathered together in this room for one final time before Jesus is betrayed and led to the cross. Perhaps they are hoping that they can linger together for a little bit longer. Perhaps they are hoping that they can stay cloistered for maybe some more time. But that's not what this prayer is for. This prayer is a sending prayer, a prayer for people who are heading out, because most of all, the disciples are in the world. They are going into the world. They have been given the word. As Jesus has been among them, the word has become flesh and dwelt with them, taught them, showed them this reign of God. And they have been given a word to share with a world that so desperately needs to hear it, as they have been shown God's abundant life. They have seen water turned into wine and loaves and fishes feeding thousands, illnesses healed, the oppressed liberated, the good news. They have seen the reign of God breaking in to a broken world. And now Jesus is praying for them, asking for strength and protection as they are sent out, asking that God would guard his word bearers, his storytellers, his good news proclaimers, those who are from the world, hated by the world, not belonging to the world, but who are in the world. And so, people of Wicker Park, this prayer is for all of us too. We also have come from the world, as we have come from our homes and our jobs and our families to be in this place right now. It would be strong to say that we are hated by the world. We are not a persecuted minority here in the U.S., but we are certainly misunderstood by the world, as we too proclaim to powers and systems that think they are in charge that the reign of God is here now. We do not belong to the world as we live differently, as we decide how we spend our money and use our time and live like God is with us. And we are also in the world. We have been sent into the world. We too have been given the word. As we open the scriptures here every week, the word that has become flesh and dwells among us is here with us at this table every week. And we have been given a word. Words of abundance, words of joy, words of good news to share with a world that desperately needs to hear it. Over my year here at Wicker Park, I have heard the word from all of you. In our fellowship time, I have heard how God has been acting in your lives throughout this year. In our Lutheranism 101 series at the beginning, I have heard how the faith has been passed on to you and how you hope to pass this tradition on to others. When we did our giving campaign, I heard testimony from several of you how you give financially to the mission of this place because you know how God is acting in this community and in the world. In our testimony series, I have heard how you have taken God's story and joined it to your story, and you practiced telling those stories to other people in your service in this place, in the ways that you continue to gather together, in the ways that you have brought love out into the world and love to me. I have heard this word. Thank you for sharing the word with me this year. Thank you for sharing your lives with me this year. I will take this word with me as I go out into the world. And so now, unlike Jesus, I'm going to wrap it up a little more quickly. But like Jesus, I am going to end with a prayer. Would you please pray with me? Good and gracious God, we thank you that you have made your name known to us. We are yours, and everything that we have belongs to you. Strengthen us and protect us as we go out into the world. Guard us as we proclaim your word. Make your joy complete in us and sanctify us in the truth of your word. As you have sent Jesus into the world, so you send us into the world, bearing your good news. Give us courage to proclaim this word to a broken world that so desperately wants to hear it. In your name we pray. Amen.